Wisconsin. It just seems like the summer. You don't really get any time off in Wisconsin.
Not really. I mean, we didn't make the playoffs, unfortunately, last year, so we got a little bit more time off than this group is accustomed to. But, I mean, once we start off-season workouts, I mean, we're pretty much going until the end of the season.
It used to be where at least you get some time off in the summer. Now it seems like no, huh?
Yeah, we've got kind of a late mini camp, and then we'll finish up this week and have a little bit of time before before camp opens up. But it's what we get paid to do, so it's the job.
What are the most important things you've been working on in the off-season that you think will help you for this coming season?
I'm just studying stuff. I mean, just seeing where I made a lot of mistakes last year with footwork and lack of patience and just becoming a better quarterback. I mean, last year was kind of a learning experience for me. So there's a lot of stuff I need to work on. And as I play more games and get more experience, those things will come.
How did those 5 games last year help you to prepare for this season?
Tremendously. I mean, it's a big difference in my confidence going into this year with those 5 games. I think if I wouldn't have had those 5 games, I'd still be a little hesitant, not sure of what it's like out there. But with those 5 games under my belt, I'm a little bit experienced, a little bit more comfortable, and a lot more confident going into it.
Knowing that Mike is such an offensive coach, How excited are you knowing that you're looking at that playbook, maybe looking at things this year that maybe you didn't see last year?
It's going to be fun. I mean, we've got a lot of weapons. They've done a great job of bringing guys in with Travis and Daniel, and we got Javon and Brandon Stokely and Brandon Marshall. I mean, we've got Tony, S.A. We've got guys all over the board. So it's going to be a struggle to get everyone touches. I mean, I think that's probably going to be the biggest thing. But with Mike, such an offensive mind that he has, I mean, he's going to be able to create a lot of stuff with offensive weapons we have.
Javon, any quicker today with that mohawk? Maybe shaving maybe a half a second off that 42?
Maybe a couple tenths, you know. He looked pretty quick out here.
How did Brandon look? You can tell.
I think he looked good. I think he might be a little bit out of shape. I think maybe he got winded a little bit there during the two-minute thing in the second half. But I'm not worried about Brandon. Brandon's going to be good. He's going to be healthy. And once he gets back full strength and full go, he's going to be good out there. He's going to be a force.
Jay, how much have you enjoyed being the quarterback of this team this summer? Everyone knows you are the guy. I mean, going out, doing your charity work. Is this really sinking in that this is here?
I mean, definitely. It's been, I think the football-wise, it's been a lot of fun with the acquisitions that we got and the great guys in this team. And it's fun to come to work when you know you got good guys around and you got a chance to do some great things here. So, I mean, I've enjoyed it so far.
Explain your mindset knowing that you're the starter versus last year. It didn't happen until the end of the season. Do you take that differently now?
It's just a totally different situation. I mean, last year I came into a new team and a new offense, a backup quarterback role, and that's tough. I mean, I was trying to prepare each week, but still trying to learn the offense and get used to the city and the team. And so, I mean, this year it's just it's a whole different ballgame. I don't think you can even compare the two, really.
More pressure this year?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there was a lot of pressure last year. I mean, being thrown in there in the middle of a playoff race, I mean, that was that's tough as a rookie. I think this year the pressure's going to be there, I mean, obviously. But there's a lot of guys in this team that's going to help out, and I feel a lot more confident as well.
What expectations do you have for yourself?
Do you still feel like you're learning it, or, I mean, you have it down?
I mean, with Mike always sitting back there watching and critiquing, and I mean, he's so much farther ahead of me brain-wise with this offense. I mean, it's tough. So, but I mean, I feel comfortable with it. I mean, I feel I've got a lot of the basic stuff down, a lot of the stuff that I didn't have last year. I'm able to put some things together that I wasn't able to. So, I mean, it's going to be a learning process, a learning curve there, but I think I'm catching up to it.
What expectations do you have for yourself?
I mean, I haven't really even sat down and thought about it. I mean, I'm going to go out and do my job and hopefully throw touchdowns and help this offense put up a lot of points. But I think that's all going to take care of itself. Just go out and prepare each week and do my job.
Who, if any, quarterbacks have you talked to, current, past, Broncos, other teams, as you go into the season trying to seek out advice and guidance?
I think Patrick coming here and Stokely, I mean, those guys, Patrick's been in the league for a while. Brandon was with Peyton a lot. So I've talked to those guys exclusively a lot. I mean, I've talked to a lot of guys on the team. I've talked to Brett Favre a little bit. You talk to a lot of guys, and, I mean, everyone kind of says the same stuff. You know, you just got to prepare and be ready each week because it's a tough league.
I mean, you're a quarterback or a head coach.
Yeah.
Do you like that responsibility? Do you consider it a burden either?
I don't even think about it. I mean, it's been like that for a long time. It's going to be like that in the future. So, I mean, what is my record? 2-3 now or something? I think Mike's is a little bit better than mine. I mean, I'll think about that 10, 15 years down the road. I mean, right now I'm just worried about that first game against Buffalo.